Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank, with Big Al and D-Mac.
48-yard field goal. Years ago down in New Orleans that won a game for him. Pittsburgh from the 24 of the Broncos. Wide open is Ripple. Ripple fights to the end zone. And they haven't signaled touchdown yet. He got hit by Will Parks.
Oh,
are they calling it a fumble?
Oh, it does. It comes out, doesn't it?
And that football is going back to the Broncos. He fumbled it through the end zone.
Parks with a big time hit.
My goodness. It is first and goal to go right at the 10.
Ricky!
All right, give him the ball. Up top. Wide open. Touchdown, Broncos. LaCosse. 21 yards. That's all it is. Oh, it's a fake. Direct snap. Boswell throws. And it is caught by Villanueva for a back pedal into the end zone. Getting rid of it. Off the hit. Picking up the man in stride, it's Smith-Schuster. Smith-Schuster inside the 30. Stiff arm, and he's going to go 97 yards for the touchdown.
Third and three.
And intercepted. That'll bring out a smile. Harris to the 43 of Pittsburgh.
First and goal, Keenum. Rolling, flinging.
And finally, his target, Sanders, for the touchdown.
Maryland, a screen pass. Middle of the field, all kinds of room.
Comes out of his hands. Connor trying to get back to it in time. It looks like Darian Stewart might be there first. It is Stewart with the football. Belongs to Denver.
On first down,
Roethlisberger goes down. Von Miller got the
third and goal.
Over the top and intercepted. Intercepted by Shelby.
They're a game out of the sixth spot.
And their schedule gets much easier from here.
Final score, Denver 24, Pittsburgh 17.
No matter what,
wow.
Money on my mind.
What?
Never get it up.
Come on.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody
says,
go up.
Victory!
And they stay there.
Yeah.
A crazy weekend here in Colorado. If you were driving from the mountains back and got in that huge pile of, oh my lord.
How many people in the
pile? Oh, dude, it was over 20 cars, I think. It was ugly. But the sun came out on Sunday, and despite having 10 less minutes of possession time than the Steelers, despite the Steelers putting up 527 yards, despite all of that, the Denver Broncos beat the Steelers.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it up. And every time I step up in the field, everybody is going up.
Victory!
And they stay there.
Yeah.
Question turns to the Cincinnati Bengals, and we find out today the Bengals are going to be without Andy Dalton for the season. Jeff Driscoll is the new starting quarterback for the Bengals. The Bengals got embarrassed at home by the Cleveland Browns, of all things. Bad news for the Broncos today with Jeff Heuerman going out for the season with injured ribs and a bruised lung. Sorry, Jeff. You had a great year going, too. And also, Shaquille Barrett will be out 2 to 4 weeks with what is Shaquille Barrett's injury? Forget what it was.
Something. The hip pointer.
Hip flexor. The old hip flexor. So, okay. But that being said, the Broncos found a way. They went +4 on giveaway takeaway. That is gargantuan. Talk about a way to mitigate basically getting owned the entire game. And they stopped the Steelers when they needed to stop the Steelers. They just got some huge clutch plays when they needed it the most. And at the end of the game, on first and goal from the 4-yard line, Roethlisberger throws a fade that went nowhere, and then with plenty of time,
a run to the left.
No. On first and four, it was a fade, and then they threw the interception. It was two plays. Well, it was second down.
Oh wait, the run was earlier.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger took it from like first and 10 at the 15 and ran it almost in, but he just doesn't quite have the speed he maybe once had. And, you know, that was a big play, too, to make sure he got out of bounds. And he threw the ball 56 times. I mean, staggering.
Because he loves to throw the football.
Staggering numbers. 56 pass attempts, 16 rushing attempts. So 72 plays for the Steelers. The Broncos with what? 51, something like that. I mean, crazy in the difference of the two teams. 10 minutes in total possession time for the plus side for the Steelers. Don't forget, the Chargers had the ball 12 minutes more than the Broncos did 2 weeks ago, and the Broncos come away with a win against the Chargers. They come away with a win. Did I say San Diego? Unbelievable. Come away with a win against the Steelers and against two playoff teams. Likely playoff teams, the Broncos have turned their season around. The big question, and here's what all the fans are struggling with right now, Al. Fans are really struggling with this one. Does this mean Vance Joseph is the Denver Broncos coach next year?
Why are they struggling with that?
Because most fans want him fired.
Because?
They can't stand him.
Because?
They don't think he's good as a coach.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how to keep it more real than that, but there are not, I don't know, maybe VJ will win some fans over, but it has been rocky for him in terms of public perception. He was asked about it today and said he just doesn't pay attention to anything. So perhaps that's the right way to handle it.
When you win, they love you. And the only reason I know that is because I've never seen a bigger jerk on the podium than Bill Belichick. So you got to win. If you want the respect of your sports team, you got to win. There's no way around it. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. If you want people to have respect for you and see you for who you are as a winning coach, well, you got to win.
Here is how VJ addressed it today.
You know, I didn't. I kind of ignored it. You know, I don't read much. He tells me what's out there, you know, in small doses. But
Patrick Smythe.
Mike, I really don't care. You know, my focus is the players and the coaches. Honestly, that's my attitude. I knew it was going to turn. You know, we've played too much good football and we worked too hard not to have some success. So I knew it was going to turn eventually. It took us some time. But again, Mike, we're 5-6, right? We're 5-6, and that's it. You know, so, I mean, we've done nothing up to this point, in my opinion. You know, we don't win Sunday. We're 5-7. That's ugly, right? So, you know, we want to focus on the Bengals and try to become even, to be 6-6. And that feels better than 5-6. So we'll see. But as far as my deal, never a concern. Not one moment.
Okay. But I'll tell you this, Coach.
I believe him.
I'll tell you this, Coach. These are two games you easily could have lost. And there's no doubt 3-8 is a real possibility. But hats off. You guys got it done. You kept yourselves in games long enough for good things to happen. That was not the case last year. Last year, Al, they were getting blown out early. And no matter what happened at the end of the game, it didn't matter, right? Like, you were not in a position for good things to happen for you to go your way. You're just getting crushed. So you may say, oh, well, listen, this happened and that happened and they got lucky. Okay, I mean, there's an argument there, but you have to be in a position to get lucky to get a victory. And I'll go back to the Jets game. You know, okay, should you have beat the Jets? Are you a better team than the Jets? I think there's a good argument to say you're a better team than the Jets, but you weren't in a position during that game for good things to happen to you because you were just getting blown out. Because yards in the Jets game, Al, converted to points, and they didn't against the Steelers because of takeaways. And that is, man, oh, man, oh, man. If you can get those clutch takeaways, it just changes everything.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, if you make a field goal against the Houston Texans, we're already looking at, you know, a situation where we would be sitting here, you know, talking about something different today. Make the field goal against the Texans, and we have a winning record. You know, you lost to the Chiefs by 7. You lost to the Rams by 3. Yeah, and that Jets loss is ugly. But, I mean, we were soundly beat by the Ravens, and we lost by 4 to the Chiefs early.
And, by the way, you were right about the Seahawks. That win looks better and better. Like,
that's
wow.
That's a good team, man. I'm telling you.
I guess so.
That Chris Carson, remember I told you about that Chris Carson dude? I'm like, that dude run hard. That dude runs hard. That dude is beast mode volume 2. Chris Carson is off the chain.
Crazy things happen. I mean, look at the Panthers, for example, who were 6-2 and playing great. They've lost 3 in a row, and their heads are swimming at 6-5. You know, momentum is a strange thing. And like
in football, it is.
Like I said all week, I'd like playing teams on streaks. Streaks are hard to keep going, especially when you're trying to continue a streak on the road like the Steelers were. I loved when the Broncos were playing the Steelers. I think the Steelers are a really good team with a lot of great weapons.
Not enough to pick them, though.
Not enough to pick them, no. No, for good reason, as we saw yesterday. But listen, man, you're not going to win many bets if you think that you could lose time of possession by 10 minutes, be outgained by more than 200 yards, and win a game. But you can if you win the giveaway-takeaway battle. What a difference that is, by the way, this year for the Broncos. And, you know, Case Keenum's nothing spectacular, Al. That's for sure. But he didn't cost you anything. He was 15. I'm going to tell you, it's a Tebow-like game. 15 for 28 for 197. Sacked twice, not a big deal. 2 touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 99.9. That's okay, right? I mean, there's, you know.
Dude, the only thing they count is the dub.
No interceptions.
I'll be that guy that says the Keenum missed a couple of long balls by just that much.
Right.
You know, Cortland Sutton had a drop as well. I mean,
there are a couple of instances where that was a third down drop too, Big Sexy.
It was, and it caused them to punt, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it did.
So, anyways.
My point is, his teammates His teammates around him could have helped him a little bit more to pad those stats.
Okay, fair enough. Offense has to play better. Defense probably can't give up that many yards, but we'll take it for sure. Because
10 points.
Because now you're talking about the playoffs, and you're playing a weak, bruised, battled Cincinnati team. Then you play the 49ers, who look terrible against the Buccaneers. And then that Cleveland game is going to be interesting. The Cleveland game on a Saturday night is going to be interesting.
Because they are not far out of it either.
They're
like 1.5 games out, D-Mac.
They got no pressure. And that's going to be a primetime game as well. So I love it. I love that the Broncos and the Broncos fans have something to root for and to play for and to be excited about. I told you all last week that the energy down at Dove Valley was not of a team that was burned out. There was a good positive energy down there.
Coming off a bye, I would hope so.
Well, they were coming off a win against the Chargers.
But they had a bye the week before. Golly.
They did.
Yeah, I mean, that gives you a lot of energy.
Yeah, everything was really positive. It wasn't a down in the dumps team.
I love this time of year when you're playing for an opportunity, man. I mean, when this time of year comes around and you have 7-8 losses and you know it's not looking good, then it's not looking good.
By the way, the Ravens with a win with Lamar Jackson. Who do you start next week if you're John Harbaugh? Lamar Jackson or Joe Flacco?
Who they play?
I have no idea who they play. I can tell you in a second. What does it matter?
You go with the guy that gives you the best chance to win.
It's at okay. Well, I don't know why. I don't know why the opponent matters. I don't know what Atlanta's going to do. They're terrible right now. So
you don't think Atlanta's going to put up 30?
No, not necessarily. No. Why would I think that? Atlanta's terrible. Atlanta's 4-7. I'm being rhetorical here. I play Lamar Jackson. You know, that is your plan, that is your future, go with it. And who's to say John Harbaugh is going to be fired, by the way? Now, Mike McCarthy, call U-Haul. That's a wrap. I mean, that is done and done. I mean, that they look absolutely miserable, Alfred. And that's over for Mike McCarthy. But would you want Mike McCarthy instead of Vance Joseph? Why? Why would anybody here want Mike McCarthy rather than a coaching staff that is building and working together? Why would anybody here want a young coach who was in the same situation VJ was a couple years ago and has a couple years of learning to do to catch up where Vance Joseph and his coaching staff is now? I'm the only way I would want somebody new than Vance Joseph is if it's somebody that's, it would have to be a John Harbaugh sort of guy. And we're not getting John Harbaugh. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, he may be the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, I don't know why they'd fire him. They're probably going to go to the playoffs.
Atlanta is averaging 25.5 points a game. Baltimore, surprisingly, is averaging 24.6. So, yeah, go ahead and play him. Play the rookie. Let's get it going.
My point is about VJ, and I get it. Fans are all upset and angry and everything else. But a lot of fans want to just do one thing without thinking about the next step. I just don't know what better. I mean, listen, anything can happen, right? The Broncos lose their next five games. They finish 5-11. Okay, game, set, match. But Al, I don't see that happening. Do you? I mean, what's the worst you see the Broncos finishing these last five games? The worst.
The last five games.
The worst they could do, in your opinion, in the last five games?
2-3.
I don't even see that.
You said the worst.
Okay, fine. I see 3-2. Like, okay. I don't know how in these next five games they don't at least win three of them. They could win all five.
The only thing about playing against a quarterback that you have favored. Never seen is that you don't know who he is. Huh? That's why I say,
you know, like Baker Mayfield or Driscoll?
Driscoll.
You
don't know who he is.
Yeah,
you don't know who he is.
This is one. I mean, they're all playoff games now.
Now you got to go back to preseason and watch the last things he did in preseason.
Yeah, but isn't this exciting?
Fans,
isn't this great?
This is the kind of trip that makes the big fella say, hey, it's time to go back and visit Cincinnati.
On to Cincinnati.
Yeah, because I can go to Cincinnati, you know, head held high. You know, back with a winner. They're going to get us to 500.
So hats off to the Broncos and the fans. And, yeah, there were some Steeler fans there, but big deal. And just like I said, as long as you do positive things, you're going to drown out all the terrible towels in the Pittsburgh fans. And that's exactly what happened. It got dicey there. Good for Chris Harris making that pick. I mean, that was a, you know.
Well, after the long 97-yard touchdown, you pretty much shut everybody up.
Yeah, that was tough. And, you know, the Steelers were driving to go up by 14.
Ben is amazing, man.
Well, in what way?
Big Ben is amazing. He's an amazing quarterback.
He made some amazing mistakes, too.
Yesterday he made uncharacteristic mistakes, but how about on that play where he was in the middle of the pocket, pump faking, then he pulls out, rolls a little bit left, and then he hits a strike down the left sideline. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, he made a lot of great throws.
Oh, the guy is incredible.
But he also gave up the cookies.
Yeah, he did.
It's just
Steelers scored 10 points on offense.
They scored 10 points on offense. What a miracle play. And Shelby Harris almost had a safety on that one. Miracle play. Fluky miracle play. And what a field goal. And then they couldn't convert at the last series of the game. They couldn't convert at the end of the half. It took a trick play by special teams. Ah, you know, it's not a spectacular defense by the Broncos, but boy, it's working. And by the way, it worked yesterday without big contributions from Bradley Chubb and Von Miller, who really didn't have a huge role in the game. So, way to go. Way to go. And Bradley Roby, yeah, it was looking tough. And then he makes an incredible play to force that fumble on James Conner. And he had Antonio Brown covered like a blanket on that last play if the ball gets past Shelby Harris somehow. It was exciting, and the Broncos should be praised, and the fans should be excited. And if you still want to fire VJ, I think that's at this point, I think it's a waste of energy. I think you're just...
If we had Aaron Rodgers, there is no way in the world I'll be saying, keep Vance Joseph.
What?
I mean, if we had Aaron Rodgers for a quarterback and our record was sitting where it is right now.
Oh,
yeah. We'd be talking about changing. We'd be talking about changing head coaches. Because that guy is the equivalent, if not more, than what we just saw out of Big Ben Roethlisberger. And we can't, as well as Case Keenum is playing, he's still giving us a couple hundred yards in passing a week. That's the bottom line. But give us a couple hundred yards in passing and no interceptions, we got a chance.
You're ripping on Case Keenum there somehow, right?
I'm just telling you he's not at the same level.
Yeah, but you're saying that...
I'm telling you he's not at the same level.
No, I understand that, but you're also saying that we should be 5-6 because we have Case Keenum.
No.
No interceptions. Two touchdowns.
No interceptions.
197 Tebow yards.
And D-Mac, I, when we had Adam Schefter on earlier.
Yes.
I saw something out of Case Keenum that reminded me of who he is. He is a run-and-shoot quarterback. And when he moves left and he moves right and he throws, he's accurate.
Yeah, they tried to get that going, by the way. They did try to get that going.
But I mean, we need more concepts like that,
they
man.
They tried.
I'm telling
they
you.
They tried.
Telling you, man, the half sprint, love it. I love the five out. I love all of that. I love the fact that our quarterback, you know, I think he still is the all-time leading passer in the NCAA. So give him more of that stuff.
Yeah, yes.
Billy Musgrave was dialing it up yesterday again. He dialed it up yesterday. I mean, he was pulling it out yesterday. I mean, he pulled out some plays yesterday that were old school. Pulled out some plays that are new school. I mean, and Joe Woods may have bent, but he did not break on defense. I think our coordinators have done a great job, man. I think offensively we've done great. Defensively we've done great. And special teams, we've done great. We've given our team a chance to win in all of these games minus the Jets.
The one improvement on offense, obviously, is you got to get Phillip Lindsay. I'm not going to say more rushes because based on the percentage of plays they had, it was plenty. You do need to throw him the ball a little bit more often. And just look at what Christian McCaffrey did yesterday in Carolina. Oh, my God. I mean, that was unreal. 100 yards and plus on the ground, 100 in the air, 10 passes, a dozen or so carries. I mean, talk about a total game. Well, you've got a weapon like that in Phillip Lindsay and Royce Freeman, by the way. You can throw to both of those guys. So if I were to say anything, which is a relatively easy pass, right, Al? I mean, that's not usually a hard pass to make if you're a quarterback. So I'm not exactly sure why that's not a bigger part of their passing game. I mean, 12 targets to Sanders. Okay, that's a ton. But then after that, we had 7 passes to tight ends, 4 passes for and only 1 reception from Cortland Sutton. The only running back that got a pass thrown to him, Devontae Booker, was targeted twice. Yikes. You know, Brian Parker got a pass thrown his way. You may want to mix in your best offensive player in the passing game. Would you agree with me on that?
Whatever they're doing, I just want them to keep doing that. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like us when we had that incredible run to the Super Bowl when we were finding ways to.
Well, dude, Al, hold on. They didn't throw one pass to Phillip Lindsay.
Yeah, they did. They tried, but it was an offside, and it was behind the pass, behind the ball, so it would have been a run anyway.
Uh-huh. So,
but we called it illegal procedure on the one that they did try to get him.
My point, though, is you've got to mix in Phillip Lindsay with the passing game a little bit. Do you disagree with me?
Whatever you want to do. Long as that dude, when he's touching the ball, he's averaging 8 yards a carry. If you're telling me that if he gets 8 more passes, it puts him in danger of spraining his MCL like Melvin Gordon did. You know what? I'll take my 12 to 15 touches. Any way you get it.
Yeah, I'd amp it up at least 5 or 6 times. Look at what Christian McCaffrey did. You've got a weapon like
that. That was a big day for him.
And it's an easy pass for the quarterback to make.
But you know what? Christian McCaffrey is not a rookie in this league. He knows what this league is. Next year, I can almost guarantee you that Phillip Lindsay will have a myriad of plays that would give him options to get in the passing game. That's the reason that he made the team. We thought he was going to be the third down back.
Well, it was a great win for the Broncos. The numbers are ugly, but who cares? Because the number that matters the most at the end of the day is the numbers on the scoreboard.
All of those cuts that he makes when he's running the football, those are the right cuts.
Now through January 1st, receive a $20 bonus card for every $100 spent at Del Frisco's. Del Frisco's feeding the crew today. We love you, Del Frisco's. Appreciate it. We got full lines. We got full text. We get to all of it coming up next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank with Big Al and D-Mac.
Tonight on The Fan, we have Monday Night Football, Titans and the Texans. Sandy Clough after that. Abs and the Nuggets, winners over the weekend. The Broncos get the W. Not a great way to wrap up the season for your Buffaloes, Al, out there in Berkeley.
I know, it's disappointing to say the least, but...
That season's done. Moving on.
Yeah, not so easy for those guys that have worn the black and gold. And
I mean, would you have really wanted
Ralphie?
To go? I guess you do want to go to a bowl because you get the practice time.
No, I do want to go because it's a pseudo vacation for the football club.
Well, the coaches want to go. At least that's what Herm Edwards said. Because yeah, they do get money too because you get more practice time. Yeah, you do get cash for your university. There's incentives to go to the. Metamucil Bowl or whatever happens on December 15th.
Bowl, yeah, it is.
There are some bad ones out there. All right, here we go. Let's go to the phones. We start with Daniel. Daniel, you're on The Fan. What's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Super.
I just wanted to say that I thought that Will Parks made a Benjamin Watson-esque play, hustling down the goal line like he did to smash and make that fumble. And then I feel like Chris Harris is on a Hall of Fame pace, and I wanted to see if you guys thought anyone besides Von Miller was further ahead than he was.
Well, a Hall of Famer. Chris Harris, a Hall of Famer. Wow, boy. I don't know about that. I got to think about that one. We need a few more years out of Chris before we have that conversation.
The only way that you become a Hall of Famer is that you become a household name. And the way that you become a household name is for your team to be in big games all the time, playing for all the marbles.
Chris is a...
Unless you are an unbelievable talent that comes around once in a lifetime. Because that's what Hall of Fame means. This guy or this type of player only comes around once in a lifetime. And Chris has played unbelievable this year. He really has played great. But to say that he is a once in a lifetime because of his modest start... He's going to have to amp it up and maybe finish this year with like 8 interceptions. How many does he have now? 4? I mean, he's going to have to like double his production
like
to get to get the Broncos into the playoffs.
I think he just picked up some sort of it. He's got all sorts of incentives
wins,
going on.
Yeah, and everything. Yeah.
He's got 3 interceptions. He picked up $200,000 for some incentive he hit. I think his third pick got him $200,000. He's got all sorts of little kickers that, you know, would keep anybody motivated. But Chris is a slam dunk Ring of Famer. Slam dunk Ring of Famer.
So.
And Hall of Fame? Let's keep it going,
and then we can have that conversation.
It'd be nice to have that conversation. Mark, you're on The Fan. Thanks for holding, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to thank you guys for making my commute survivable.
Nice.
So it gets me through. I don't swear at anyone. No road rage.
Good.
So a couple of things. I got a couple of comments.
Oh, my God.
Man.
All right, I'm going to put Mark on. No, I'm going to put him on hold. Kyle, can you just pick him up? and just see if he can get somewhere where his phone's not breaking up, and we'll get right back to him, I promise. As long as he gets to a spot we can hear him.
Can't do it.
Brendan, you're on the fan. Hi, Brendan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. First off, love your show. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Daniel did steal my thunder. I was going to say what the play that really turned the game around and felt like we could compete with the Steelers was when Will Parks brought the heat and almost knocked that dude out at the goal line.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And as a fan, when you see that, even Tremaine Brock on the play when he made the tackle ended up getting injured, the Broncos played with an attitude and a physicalness yesterday that made me really proud to be a fan. I love to see it.
All right. Appreciate that, Brendan. And I'll agree with you. You know, Will Parks, Al, knew he was going to take a licking. Dude is just bigger than him. It's going to happen. They're not going to back down. Here we go. There's a lot of ways that you could ease up just a little bit, right? Just that guy's going to sneak over the goal line, right, Al? Just going to ease off the gas just a tad that most people couldn't see. But Will Parks didn't.
Yeah, I mean, he did what he was supposed to do. He's a safety. He's supposed to prevent touchdowns. And that's what he did. He did it in a spectacular form. But I'm not going to lie. If you would have told me the guy would have backed down, we'd have a conversation today going on about how guys aren't fully committed.
Yeah, but don't you see guys?
No, man. No,
run,
I don't.
I'm not quite as hard.
No, man. No, man.
They kind of get to the you back of the guy.
You play safety for the Denver Broncos.
Mm.
Okay? It's not like playing safety in Cincinnati.
Well, you certainly saw Keith Tlaib not show full effort last year against Kansas City.
Yeah, I think that, once again, we're talking about safety in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
I mean, think about I just need you to understand the lineage of all the great safeties who have played here.
Let's go back to Mark. Mark, let's try it again. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, thanks for being a patient. So,
perfect.
A couple things and then a question. When it comes to the coaching, it's my opinion, I think that Vance Joseph is going to stay, and I have mixed emotions about it. And I think it's because, one, they are going to win some games. They've got a fairly easy schedule. They're starting to finally build their offense around Case Keenum and what he can do and asking him not to do what he cannot do. And the other is that usually there's 5 to 6 coaching changes every year. They're talking right now upwards of 10. And so that's just going to make it hard to find in a pool of coaches. But I'm really kind of torn because I guess here's the thing, my issue with the coaching staff. I know, Al, you really like this coaching staff, but it was about 3-4 weeks ago when they started to realize that, hey, we need to be running play action because Case Keenum's passer rating goes up by 20 points. And it was about 2 weeks ago when they figured out that he's also really effective behind center. Now, I'm sorry, but what were you doing all off season? I could have told you during OTAs that I'm a Viking fan. I could have told you that for free. How is it that they're just finding this stuff out now?
All right.
Isn't that something you do during OTAs when you're putting in an offense to begin with?
That's Mark, it's a great question, Alfred.
I'll tell you this. Everybody has a plan until they're punched in the mouth. And I think for the Denver Broncos, their coaching staff may have gotten punched in the mouth about what they thought Case Keenum could do and what they wanted to do. Remember now, Bill Musgrave, he's dealt with some pretty stout quarterbacks in his time as an offensive coordinator, his last one being Derek Carr, who can absolutely make every throw in the NFL. I mean, he can make every throw in the NFL. Case Keenum can't make every throw in the NFL, but he can make, call it 90% of them. Call it 85-90% of the throws. He can make 85 to 90% of all the throws in the NFL. Excuse me. But I do believe that when you have a quarterback can make all the throws in your playbook, it changes your playbook. So I'll say that. And I think, once again, you don't know who a guy is until you actually play in the game and he's getting hit. And was he injured early? So that's what I got to say.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Al. That might have been going on. I think there may be a learning process that was going on as well. As Case Keenum got used to a new offensive coordinator, a new coach, everybody was trying to figure each other out. And one thing we definitely have seen is that this coaching staff has got better over time. So sometimes when you slow things down, it's what you don't do. You don't need to do. You don't want to do. It doesn't make sense to do. And in the beginning, sometimes you're trying to just do everything. This, to me, looks like a much more calm team, a much more settled team, and a team that's going to put itself in a situation time after time to have a chance to win. Much different than last year. Last year was chicken with your head cut off, getting blown out, ugly, ugly losses. 55,
60 times a game.
Just a nightmare. This is not a nightmare season at all. In fact, it's starting to get pretty exciting. Broncos win. More of your reactions next.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank with Big Al and D-Mac.
All right, one more call, and we have Monday Night Football coming up. We go to David. David, you're on the fan. Hi, David.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, doing good, man. Hey, Chad, you guys think that the Broncos can still clinch the AFC West and make it to the Super Bowl?
They will not clinch the AFC West, but no offense to the Broncos on that. The Kansas City Chiefs will go at least 12-4, maybe 13-3, Al, and that there's no shot there. However, and there's probably, I thought the Chargers were going to fold a little bit, but they picked up their eighth win yesterday. And it's hard to imagine they don't win another couple games. So I think the best the Broncos could shoot for, Alfred, is the sixth spot, 10-6. And you'd have to probably beat the Chargers.
Maybe it's not necessary to
last game of the year. Well, you got to think about it this way. You're not going to win your division, but there's going to be three other teams that do. That's four spots. And then the Chargers aren't going to win their division. So they probably will finish what? I mean, they have eight wins already. Are they going to win two more games?
Yeah, I think they're going to win somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 wins.
Right. So you probably have to have 10 wins to make to get the sixth spot.
Right.
If the Chargers have 11 wins, they probably have the fifth spot.
Yeah.
So, listen, 10 wins has been the standard bearer for making the playoffs.
And I think that, you know, even though we lost to the Houston Texans, this game tonight, man, for them, man, is really huge.
Well, we should definitely root for the Texans to lose.
Oh, yeah. We should hope for the Texans to lose and everybody in that division to end up losing to the eventual champions, the Indianapolis Colts.
It's sticky because you've got the Ravens that, you know, finish behind the Steelers most likely, and you lost to the Ravens. Even with 10 wins, unfortunately, if there's a team like the Texans or the Ravens that pick up 10 wins, and then you look at a team like the Colts, which is what is going on there. So, listen, I like where the Broncos' heads are at, okay? If you go down to Dove Valley, they will tell you we are 2-0, okay? They hit the reset button at 3-6, and they just said, you know what? It's this game, and this is all that matters. I'm just telling you what they did. You can hate it,
should have been 1-0 when it was time to be 1-0. 2-0 when it was time to be 2-0.
But that doesn't help you in the present.
3-0 when it's time to be 3-0.
But when you're 3-6, what do you do? So you're 3-6 now. What do you do?
Yeah. You can live in that. You can live in that fantasy land.
That's what they've done. I mean, that's what they have to do.
And I'm saying that, you know, no, we got to win this week. That's what we're in.
Yeah, but
we got to win this week's situation.
They are.
I know.
They are.
But don't call it 1-0 and 2-0. I don't like
why
that.
Why not?
You know, because.
Because what?
You know, you got to win them all. You got to win them all.
Listen, it's just about taking it one game at a time. An effective coaching thing to bond them together. You don't sit there at 3-6. You don't sit there at 3-6.
You don't take the Jets lightly. You don't
oh my
take,
Lord.
If you're one game at a time. I'm telling
Alfred.
You, I told you that game was going to bite us in the ass. And if we get one more louse, that's going to be the game.
Okay. You're the coach. You got to rally the guys together. What are you?
All
right. Anyway, that's what the Broncos are off to. They've beaten two playoff high-quality teams. The Broncos have had the number one most difficult record so far in the NFL. You know who's had the number two? The number two most difficult record so far is the Cincinnati Bengals. So these are two battle-tested teams, and it'll be exciting to get ready to see the Broncos go on the road to Cincinnati and take on the Bungles this week. Can't wait for it. Should be an exciting week to prepare. Alfred, I'm excited.
I am too, man, and I want this team just to get in there to do what they do best, and that's to find ways to win games so we can be happy on Mondays around here. For my partner, D-Mac, who is always a winner. For Big Sexy,
thanks.
Who finds ways to win.
Victory!
And for Kyle Berry, who is just a winner. I'm Big Al, winning every day. See you tomorrow at 3 on The Drive. Good night, everybody.